Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately about something that happens in bathrooms all around the world, twice a day, every single day. Teeth brushing time. And for many families with little ones between ages 2 and 3, this simple routine can feel like, well, like a daily battle. If that's your house right now, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. You are not alone. You are not doing anything wrong, and your child is not being difficult. In fact, what's happening is something absolutely beautiful, even though it doesn't feel that way when you're exhausted and your little one is crying and you just want to protect those precious baby teeth. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this, because once you understand what's really happening, everything shifts. Here's the truth, my friend. When your 2 or 3 year old resists teeth brushing, they're not being defiant. They're in the middle of one of the most important developmental phases of their entire life. They're learning cooperation. They're discovering their own autonomy. They're figuring out how to balance what they want with what the people they love are asking them to do. And that is hard work for a little brain that's still growing. Research from child development experts shows us something fascinating. Dr. Madeleine de Jong-Lenters from the Academic Center for Dentistry, Amsterdam, studied this exact challenge, and here's what she discovered. Teeth brushing resistance in young children is linked to parenting strategies and family routines, yes, but it's also linked to something deeper. It's about how children learn cooperation through consistent, loving interactions. The magic book whispers this wisdom. When we skip teeth brushing because our child doesn't cooperate, we're actually teaching them that resistance works. Not because they're manipulating us, but because their developing brain is learning patterns. If crying means no toothbrush, their brain files that away as useful information. But here's the beautiful part. When we approach this with patience and consistency, when we maintain gentle boundaries while validating their feelings, we're teaching them something magnificent. We're teaching them that routines can feel safe, that cooperation feels good, that we can honor their growing independence while still caring for their bodies. So what does this look like in real life? Let me share some gentle strategies that actually work. First, timing is everything. Research shows that many toddlers resist teeth brushing simply because they're tired. Their little bodies are running out of energy, and when toddlers get tired, they can actually become more hyperactive and less able to cooperate. So try moving teeth brushing earlier in your evening routine before exhaustion sets in. Maybe right after dinner, before bath time, when they still have a bit of energy left. Second, honor their growing autonomy. Your 2 or 3 year old is discovering that they're a separate person from you, with their own ideas and preferences. That's wonderful development, so make teeth brushing a collaborative activity. Let them hold the toothbrush first. Let them put the toothpaste on. Let them brush a few teeth themselves. Then you say something like, "Now it's my turn to make sure we get all the spots." This way, they feel like a partner in the process, not someone having something done to them. Third, break it into tiny steps. The magic book taught me that big tasks feel overwhelming to little people. So instead of thinking, we have to brush all the teeth perfectly, think, we're going to start with just the front 2 teeth and we'll build from there. Use lots of praise. Celebrate each small success. You're doing it. You're taking such good care of your teeth. That positive reinforcement builds cooperation over time. Fourth, and this is so important, stay calm. I know that's easier said than done when you're tired and you've had a long day and this is the 5th thing your child has resisted today. But here's what the research shows. When we stay calm and positive, even when our child is upset, we're teaching their nervous system that this routine is safe. We're showing them that big feelings are okay and teeth brushing still happens. The National Association for the Education of Young Children reminds us that young children develop cooperation skills through trusting, consistent relationships. Every time you stay calm during teeth brushing, even when it's hard, you're building that trust. Now, some children also experience sensory sensitivities that make teeth brushing genuinely uncomfortable. The bristles might feel too scratchy, the toothpaste might taste too strong, the sensation in their mouth might feel overwhelming. If you think this might be part of what's happening for your child, try a softer toothbrush. Try a different flavor of toothpaste, or even just water at first. Go slowly and gently, building up their tolerance over time. And here's something the magic book showed me that I absolutely love. We can teach children about gentle care routines through stories. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful story called The Greenhouse, where plants whisper thank you. In this story, Milo and Nana discover a magical greenhouse where plants glow softly when they're cared for with gentle touches and kind words. This story teaches something profound. Just like Milo and Nana learn that plants respond to consistent, loving care, children can understand that our bodies, including our teeth, respond to gentle, daily attention. After you read this story together, you can talk about how we care for our teeth just like Milo and Nana care for their plant friends. With gentle touches, with kind words, with daily attention that helps us grow strong and healthy. The story makes the abstract concept of dental care into something magical and meaningful. It gives you and your child a shared language. You might say, remember how the plants glowed when Milo was gentle? Our teeth get strong and healthy when we're gentle with them too. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. This phase is temporary. I know it feels endless right now, but your child is learning. Every single time you maintain that calm, consistent routine, even through the tears, even through the resistance, you're building skills that will last their entire life. You're teaching cooperation. You're teaching that we care for our bodies. You're teaching that routines can feel safe and predictable. And you're doing this beautifully, even on the hard days. Even when it feels like nothing is working, you're showing up for your child, and that matters more than you know. The magic book and I believe in you. We see how much you love your little one. We see how hard you're trying. And we want you to know that you're exactly the parent your child needs. So tonight, when teeth brushing time comes around, take a deep breath. Remember that resistance is development, not defiance. Stay calm and gentle. Break it into small steps. Celebrate the tiny victories. And know that you're not just brushing teeth. You're building a foundation of cooperation and trust that will serve your child for years to come. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.